Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got kind of a special show tonight, and we got Larry on board with some of the latest on the, I think there's trouble going on in North Korea. There's more, sword rattling. Japan's getting nervous, et cetera, et cetera. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hello, Stuart. Thanks for having me. I just wanted to tell people and apologize that I haven't done better work this week on my blog or Yahoo Group's post, but I lost my internet satellite alignment, and I'm trying to get that repaired, and so we just go with what we got.
Yeah, no problem. What is going on with this Japan? And everybody seems to be getting kind of nervous.
Well, what's interesting is, North Korea has been relatively quiet for the last week or so, but using a lot of war drills within North Korea. However, at the same time, Japan has been conducting nuclear alert drills. And now Hawaii has suddenly gone to a high level of alert, and they are also doing duck and cover and then evacuation nuclear drills for a possible attack by North Korea. Now, this is just playing out. I mean, this is breaking stuff that just happened today, some of this news. But what's interesting, at the same time, you know, North Korea and Iran, they have a parallel program on the nukes, and Iran at the same time is provoking a lot of Hezbollah and Hamas terror attacks on the Temple Mount and around Jerusalem and other portions of the West Bank and the Gaza. And at the same time, Abbas now has broken off relations with Netanyahu and Israel, and this thing seems to be going south pretty quickly, whether it's North Korea or whether it's Iran and trouble in the Mideast, it looks like there's problems arising.
Well, of course, it's right on time for 9:23. The nations become agitated and things start to happen. So, and then we got the Trump wars still going on, deep state. So how's that going? I noticed there was a big shakeup in the White House today.
Yeah, there's a shakeup going on, and there are reports now coming out that Mueller has begun some deep investigations into areas he's not subscribed to look into. He was set up as a special counsel to look into the Russia connection and the campaign. Now he's going into people's businesses, the Trump family businesses, other businesses. And at the same time, of course, there's a new, press director stepped in. He was a consultant for Fox News, Scaramucci.
Mm-hmm.
Probably heard that name. He took Sean Spicer, basically, place. Spicer has resigned at the end of August, and there's a lot of changes, but it appears, Stuart, it appears, and this is ironic, as much as we've mentioned Game of Thrones, all day today, Fox News, different people are saying the Game of Thrones is on in Washington, D.C., and they're going after Trump. And so I'll tell you what, Stuart, Franklin Graham came out today and made a statement. Darnett showed it to me. He stated that he felt that Trump was secure in his office until the vision is finished. And I have to say, Stuart, if heaven takes a hand in matters, people need to be prepared for the most unusual and strange incident to begin to occur around the country and around the world.
Yeah. Yeah, which leads us into what I really have been looking at, and that's that 923 sign and some of the implications of it. And I think I'll start with John 14, 1 through 3. Comment anywhere you want. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. That is the promise to the church. That promise to the church is what I call a heavenly promise. And if you go into the sign of Pisces, you'll find two fish. One is horizontal, meaning earthward promises, and one is vertical, meaning heavenly promises. Israel is promises of the Abrahamic and Davidic covenants. Okay, having said all that, we got a news alert from Mitch Batros. Let me say right up front, this is one of those extremely rare times that I will be forecasting extreme events to come within the next few weeks. Those who have followed my reports know I do not take such announcements lightly, hence the relevance of coming events. There are two main areas of concern which are at the base of this report. First is the coming full solar eclipse occurring on August 21st, 2017. That event will be along the geographical area of the United States, beginning off Oregon coast and heading southeast through Georgia. History has shown a connection between eclipse events and an increase of earth-changing events, which include earthquakes, volcanoes, hurricanes, and extreme weather events. My published research identifies it may be the rapid temperature variations which can cause a shift, however slight, to the Earth's lithosphere or the upper mantle. The full eclipse can also cause rapid temperature variations with our oceans, causing a slight destabilization. So anyway, what he's basically saying, he said the second area of concern is the latest data showing an increase of cosmic ray radiation by 13%, interesting number, in Earth atmosphere measured over California, but a larger count of 19% measured over New England. A study was conducted by both amateur and space agency scientists using high-altitude space balloons and data gathered from commercial airlines. I've mentioned before, I think the time is coming when you're going to see flight cancellations, and they'll have to circumvent the polar regions because of radiation. Anyway, he says the reason for the differences of increase in dose rates is the varying strengths of Earth's weakening magnetic field. The evidence of a weakening magnetic field coupled with a deep solar minimum is allowing an alarming amount of galactic cosmic rays to enter our atmosphere and has a significant influence on the Earth core. You remember the movie Core?
Oh, absolutely.
And that's what they said. So they've already known this. Okay, now I want to bring out something here. Genesis 7:3. Of fowls also of the air by sevens. He's talking to Noah and taking them into the ark. The male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth for yet 7 days. And I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. So Noah did according to all the Lord commanded him. Now this is interesting, and the reason I brought up Genesis. Yeah, break in anywhere, Larry. The eclipse is exactly, the solar eclipse that's coming across America. The eclipse is exactly 40 days from Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. This is a seven-day warning from the star sign, which is 923. 7 days is September 30th. Actually, in their year, 5778. Remember Nineveh? And they were given a 40-day warning. And here we have, for yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. I mean, are we seeing a parallel here, do you think? Because Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be. Star sign 923, 2017, 7 days later is atonement, or 40 days from the eclipse and a possible major earthquake. What do you think?
Wow, that's interesting. And for people that don't know Mitch Bertrus, he's an insider. So he does get a lot of data that most generally is not out there.
Yeah. And it sounds like he's just issuing a warning probably from the people that are telling him what's coming. So anyway, if it's atonement, 40 days to atonement from that eclipse, Israel has to atone for their Christ rejection, which is, of course, the seven-year time of Jacob's trouble. Now, this leads me to a phone call, and I can't remember if I know you know about it, but I don't know if everybody else does. I got a phone call from a woman that I did not know at all, who said that the Lord asked me to call you, she said, that an event was imminent, and it would begin the judgments of the Lord on America. That phone call was made in 1989, and that afternoon at the World Series in Candlestick Park, you might want to refer to Revelation chapter 1, find out about candlesticks. It was the third game in the series. Now, here's the interesting part. The quake struck at exactly 5:04 Pacific time, which is a 9. The date was October 17th, 1989. So if you add the numbers together, 1 plus 1 plus 7, you get another 9. And 10:17 1989 adds up to 36, which is the Colts' magic cube. And the quake occurred 28 years ago, and the number 28 means eternal life.
Wow.
Pointing to trumpets, 2017, for the possible resurrection to eternal life. Now we come forward to the 7.7 quake on 7/17/2017, 7 miles deep, which is actually a confirmation about the Candlestick Quake Park. I find that just amazing. Revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars is verse 20, which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. Seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. Seven candlesticks, which thou sawest, are the seven churches. Isn't that amazing? All these sevens.
Yeah.
Now, here's something interesting. Noah was given a one-year warning, right? Methuselah. When Methuselah dies, it will spring forth in that year. Here's something very, very interesting. If you go back 1 year to September 23rd, 2016, an earthquake struck. And it was on September 23rd at 45 Universal Time. Well, 4 plus 5 is 9. That's a 9.23. There were actually six quakes. One was 2.5, 2.8, 2.7, 2.5, and a 5.7. So it's almost like we were given a warning, and that earthquakes, as we said on the last show, really do mean something, that the Lord is warning everyone. So anyway, what do you think about that?
I think it's really interesting. My little comment, and see what you think here. You know, we used to be big on, and I still post earthquakes on the Yahoo group. They get a list of, you know, relevant earthquakes of the day, generally, when I'm up and running. And, you know, for years I've done that, but it seems the last few years there's been almost zero interest in that data. And now I find it astonishing that suddenly the earthquake numbers are showing up, and we seem to be in increasing earthquakes, six and sevens right now beginning to happen.
Yeah, well, that last one on 7/17/2017 was a 7.7. That's a pretty good-sized quake, really. And you know what's interesting about that Candlestick Park quake? I don't know if you saw it on TV, but they were covering this on all the major networks. And there was a guy waving a sign at that quake at Candlestick Park, and he was waving the sign, "I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again," was what the sign said.
Huh. Wow.
So I think the Lord really was giving us a warning, a huge warning, and now he's confirming it. And I think we're going to see, like Mitch says, and you have said, and Stan has said, there is going to be more and more and more confirmations that we are in a world of hurt on this planet, and especially the United States. It's just incredible what we're actually finding in all this stuff. I mean, the more you dig, it was game three, for example, when that quake hit. how many of these warnings do you think we need?
I don't know, but I do know, Stuart, that it seems this lineup with this approaching eclipse and also the 9/23 cosmic sign, I go along with Stan Deo that this is incredibly important, and of course Stan says it's the greatest sign, and you know, I don't know when we've had the exact same sign, most people that have looked into it said they don't know when that sign will ever occur, if ever.
Again, yeah. No, I think it's when you really do the research, all the gainsayers have been saying, oh, that happens all the time. Actually, no, it doesn't. It may be similar, but it's not exact. And when you're dealing in the book of Revelation, it better be exact. Everything has to be there. And the one thing they're all missing, the gainsayers, would have to be the other sign, which was the great red dragon. That has to be there to devour the man-child. And, of course, there's a lot of argument over who the man-child is. But I think we went over that, I think, before. But basically, if it's Israel, Israel isn't snatched up into the heavens immediately. It's still here. Jesus Christ was on earth for 33 years, and he wasn't really snatched up into heaven. They don't even use that word, like, you know, a quick, violent removal. He just kind of went up, and everybody watched him ascend. So
yeah.
I think you can discount that as being Jesus Christ himself. So then the only thing you've got left for the man-child is the church. And a lot of people say, well, the church is called a bride. Well, if you go into the scriptures, the church is actually in many places, not many places, but in some places, we are the priesthood. The church is called a priesthood. Paul talks about ye brethren. It's all in the male tense, or not tense, but in the male sense. So it could easily be the man-child. And Jupiter, which I find very interesting, I went on Solarium, which I do have, and I think Jupiter is born on 9/11. Not the 9/13 date they're, or 9/12 date they're giving. I think it's 9/11 is where you could say it's actually comes out of the womb of Virgo. And there have been pictures, and who knows whether they're accurate or whether it's just a big joke on the part of the big boys, the elite. But there is a picture of something coming in that area. And they have been trying to block it out. So if it's in that area, I don't know what it is. You know, there's talk about Planet 7, then you got Planet 9, then you have Nibiru, yeah. Then you have the brown dwarf. Who knows exactly what it is? But I think we're coming in, don't you?
Yeah, I do, and there's a lot of people in the scientific community and actually in the, I guess you could say, ancient community that refer to a nemesis. That's the term or that they use.
Yes.
And there's you know, many names, but it's very interesting. You know, when you look at the Lucifer telescope, you know, at
yes.
Mount Griffith, and the Vatican uses, and some of the data that they have got that Lucifer device focused and fixated on one portion of the sky, and they don't change it. They're continually watching that one area.
Oh, I think they know it's out there, and I think they know it's approaching. But as you have said, and others have said, that it varies. Its speed varies. And, of course, a lot of that is probably due to the electromagnetics. As it passes by a planet or a star system, it slows up or it speeds up. And so they really are having a little bit of trouble as to when it will actually arrive. But I was listening to a Mitch Bat, not Mitch Batros, but I can't think of the guy's name, Backman. And he said, he was interviewing a guy who says that they really don't know when this is coming in. But he also said that we probably won't see it at all until it's on us. He said about a week, which is interesting because that's 7 days. If you want to talk about sevens.
Well, that's interesting, Stuart, because Stan Deo says basically the same thing that he also some time back had reported that it was moving, it would speed up and then it would slow down, and he didn't have a reason for that particularly, but he did indicate that it would just apparently appear suddenly and be in the sky. And I think the Cobran, doesn't it speak about the same type thing, that but when you do see it, it's just too late.
Yes, by the time you've seen it, it's already upon you. And the Book of the Cobran is really very detailed. It talks about the signs that are going to occur, and they're occurring. All of them are occurring. But it also says that humanity would not recognize the signs for what they were. In other words, they wouldn't tie the two concepts together. And it would be a total surprise. And, of course, as you know, the Lord says to pray always that you be counted worthy to stand before the Son of Man and escape all these things that shall come upon the earth, all those who are dwelling upon the face of the earth. And the term dwell is very interesting because it means permanent residence. A Christian is a sojourner. They're just here, but they're sojourning through it. So there's a big difference, which would indicate that the church has been removed. And that's what he's warning about. So this is really getting fascinating as we get closer and closer. If you got any more volcanic news at all, I know Yellowstone's really acting up. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to mention they're very concerned about Yellowstone. They're also very concerned about some California almost surface activity that must be magma moving under California, and especially that Long Valley area. And then we're having not only is Yellowstone having swarms, but Oklahoma's having swarms. We're having them every day. And, of course, people know that that's even moved my satellite alignment out of direction.
Alignment.
And I'm hoping to get that prepared this weekend and be back online and working. But it's happening. We're having earth changes all over the country. It's amazing how much activity seems to be going on.
Yeah, and this is just going to increase, folks. And there's no telling when, where, or how somebody's going to get hit. Torrential rains. Remember the bots talked about these atmospheric rivers and literally rivers dropping down on people. It would rain so hard that you're practically swimming in it. And we're beginning to see some of that poor downpours. And, of course, the United States is not really ready for any of it. And if people are relying on FEMA to help them, they better guess again. You know what happened on Katrina, and so that was kind of a fiasco. So, folks, if you haven't prepared, you've got to start in at least somewhat. You don't have to spend a fortune on it.
Yeah, to go along with that, Stuart, you know, there was a report a couple of days ago on the Internet that as a matter of fact, Paul Begley had reported that FEMA was preparing for war. And, of course, then he was instantly knocked offline. His YouTubes went down. His channels went down. They blackballed him big time. And what's interesting, though, is you and I both have, and others have personal knowledge that FEMA is busy right now working with the ham people, trying to get a network going across the country. And some of the ad data that I have seen, it says that FEMA is preparing for the worst-case scenario. Now, take that with a grain of salt and believe what you will.
Yes. Well, they are going to war, and, of course, the enemy is the American people. The FBI issued a report some years ago called Project Megiddo, and it was a document that really outlined Christians as being enemies of the state. And that has not really changed. That's what makes me wonder about Donald Trump and the judgment that I think he's going to bring. And he will be in power, I think, until the Lord's hand is removed. He's got a job to do for Israel and basically judgment upon the United States. So I expect all of this will just continue. FEMA, Homeland Security, the NDAA laws, all of that will just continue on as they close the, the trap upon an unsuspecting American public. What do you think?
Well, I think that Jeremiah was probably accurate when he talked about rumors in the land and then ruler against ruler. And the Pope, matter of fact, came out today slamming Trump again, and it appears that Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu are really under the guns trying to remove both of them from office by the New World Order group and, of course, Soros' campaign against both of them.
Yeah. Well, I think Soros is going to go down sooner or later. All of them probably will. If they get in the way of the Lord, they're going to be in a lot of trouble. Let's put it that way. That's something you don't want to really do. So, anyway, folks, watch from now on. There's a lot of stuff going on, and I think we're going to see more signs in the heavens, and we're going to see a lot more signs on the earth. But the warnings are out there, and they've been out there now for some time, and they're just increasing. So I don't know what else to tell people, Larry. What do you think?
Well, I do know that Darnett told me she was in prayer and that she felt impressed by the Lord. that don't believe everything that you see about what some things that are about to occur, and do not, and for his people to not be surprised. There are going to be some very strange and surprising events occurring.
Yeah. Okay, folks. Well, I got to go, and we'll see you next week, the Lord willing, and we hope he is. Thanks a lot, Larry. See you later. Night, everybody.